down 305. Yes, we live. The fam 305. Take a ride. The fam 305. Yes, all night. The fam 305. Let's get right. The fam 305. Sit back and take a ride. Let Guru pick your mind. The fam 305, Mama G ready all the time. The fam 305, K-Dub sniping on the right. The fam 305, Dre talking ish all night. The fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. The fam 305, the fam 305, the fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. Hey, no patando, no patando. Hey, no patando, hey, no patando, no patando. All right, y'all, here's your host for tonight for the Fam 305 podcast.
All right, we're back.
We're wearing a Clockwork Orange here for a second.
This is great already. This is good. This guy already started with the movies. He's already taking this shit down movies. Hey, I'm okay. You know me. You know me, Mr. Freeze. All right, you know this voice. This is the Fam Media, the Fam 305 Media. We used to be called the Rec Room Podcast, but I'm going to change the name, and you guys are all going to get this. I'm going to rename our podcast, Where's the Ricotta Podcast?
Oh, no.
Yes. This is very specific.
Yes. Where's the Ricotta?
Especially
so people. Where,
it doesn't matter because only we're going to get it and the people that listen
at
to it.
At this certain location.
At a certain location. Ricotta, ricotta. Ricotta. How do you say it? Okay, Mr. Freeze.
Ricotta.
Ricotta. What am I speaking? Spanish or ricotta?
That's not even Spanish in your
head. I worked at an Italian place for a
few. How do they say it?
Ricotta.
Okay, ricotta.
It's
like a K.
Like the accent.
Like puta.
Who was I arguing about?
Where's the putas? Where the putas at? All right.
Arguing about how to stress.
All right, so now we know the name. We're going to go around the room here. We're gonna bring back some of our attorneys, and then we're going to introduce a new person. First of all, I want to invite back, well, ladies first. Missy, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yep.
How's motherhood?
It's weird.
It's weird?
It's different.
It's different?
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute, but I want to go around the room here. Canadian.
What's up?
How's fatherhood?
It's great. It's
not weird?
I mean, it's different, of course, like she said, but it's really fun.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot. You want another one? No comment? Okay, we'll hold on.
We'll see.
We'll see. Oh, okay. You got to do it within a year.
I don't envy the work you got cut out for you.
OB, Mr. Freeze.
You got a good 5 years on you, but once that baby gets towards like grade school and shit,
they don't know.
So fucked.
They don't know. They don't.
Kids are so dumb nowadays.
Oh, God. For real. We'll bring him. Mr. Freeze, what's going on?
That's not my name.
What is your name? I forgot.
I don't pick my nickname.
Well, wait a second.
It's Mr. Freeze then.
I'm going to call you Mr. Freeze.
Now it's Mr. Freeze.
Now it's Mr. Freeze.
It's locked in.
I do got ice in my veins.
I know. Oh. And he's tatted up. Looks like Dennis Rodman. A white Dennis Rodman. Oof. You got a lot of tats.
I don't know, because black man, though.
I don't know, because he's got a lot of tats. Give me a white man with a lot of tats. Give me a white man with a lot of tats.
You can be Chris Anderson.
Oh, Chris Anderson, Birdman. Oh, I like that.
Podcast is going to be about
names. It's going to be about names.
Oh, everybody switch it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Well, it is worse to record.
I did have the mohawk.
All right, I'm grabbing
you one. Did? You had the.
There was a girl I worked
no,
with.
No, that's mine. I wasn't trying to grab that one, dum-dum.
Influenced me into trying the mohawk.
And you went with the full.
This man had grills and every damn thing.
Yeah. Tens. That guy was amazing. Yeah, I loved him.
Six gold grill.
I loved him.
Sheesh.
He was amazing. And that little voice you hear.
Down in Palm Beach.
Yeah, the 5'6".
You come
one.
Up here, everybody's like fucking just soft and like.
I'm from the hood.
Come on, bro. Like, it's copacetic.
When you got jumped and you got guns pulled on you all the time, like, you just don't really get riled up very easily. And nowadays,
yeah,
like,
well, I would
you
say.
You just be like, hey, how you doing? Huh? Like, yeah. All I said was hello. Like, goddamn.
Brad's like, next time I'm going to pull out my gun on you. And of like, course, I got rid of all my guns.
Conceal.
And of course, this guy right here is Fat Five. What's going on, man?
What up?
How you doing?
Home run king over here. Don't let this guy tell you he ain't strike me out. He ain't fucking strike me out.
Yeah, this year.
Home runs on this man.
Last year, home runs on this man. That's all right. But last year, I got your ass because you.
I hit about three on him. If he says anything else, he's fucking lying.
Yeah, I threw it right down the middle.
I'm built different.
Yeah. And all right, and of course,
hashtag senior bat.
That's all right. I'm 3 years. Hey, I'm 3 years from hitting with senior bat. So and last but not least, we got our boy.
I feel like you haven't introduced everybody.
I did. Who am I missing? Oh, we got one more. Second last but not least, Patriot.
Did you even introduce him?
Yeah, no, it's just you. Just you, yeah.
Okay. You, and then we got the new one. So, Patriot, what's going on with you? Well, we know what's going on with you. We'll get there. We get to you. But other than that, everything's good.
Try to be quick.
Try to be quick.
Good.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, we got our newest member of the Where's the Ricotta, formerly the fam.
Oh boy, no distractions.
No distractions.
Yeah, just showing. Sure. Let's
go. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, he doesn't like the Birdman.
I told you, I had a mohawk.
Hey, it looks like
Birdman.
The last place we got Screech, aka Powers, aka Steve Young, aka Axe,
aka Gump.
At Gump. What's going on, man?
Not much.
Not
just
much.
Chilling.
Just chilling like a villain?
Yep.
Yeah? All right. So,
is that a frozen pun?
We always We always ask everyone that's the first time it's ever been recorded on this podcast, because since we're in our business, I want to know the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the store, like a customer request, just a story, something quick that you could say, "Oh my god, I can't believe this just happened."
Probably like the craziest, funniest.
I mean, we've all got them, and if you have any new ones, guys, definitely bring them to the table. But I always like talking about this because this is.
As of right now, I really can't think of.
Come on, it's got to be one in Frozen. Like stupid question. Like you ever got a stupid question, but like, what? Really? You asking me this?
The funniest, most interesting, or
like, where's the ricotta? Hundred times.
Period.
Ricotta.
Ricotta.
The recorder.
Honestly, I haven't ran into any.
Like you're saying, recorder. Like
except for that one day when I got cussed out, but that's pretty much it.
Why'd you get cussed out?
Because we didn't have any, you know, like chip dip on the shelf.
So they just cussed you out. Oh, ricotta.
Yes.
Where's the ricotta?
Sunni. Okay. Now keep in mind, I'm not Italian, so I don't have.
So, basically, that's the craziest thing that's happened to me so far.
Yeah. So let's go. What's the craziest? Go ahead.
Getting cussed out because we didn't have Frito-Lay chip dip on the shelf.
Okay, so you were in Frozen.
Yes.
And they came up to you, and what did they say?
They said, F you this and F you that.
Wait, just immediately. No, like, out of the there's one who said, fuck you, man.
Off
fuck
the
you.
No, they saw me. No,
right.
Like,
from the start.
He's like, where the fuck is the Frito-Lay dip? And what?
Immediately cursing.
And all they have is this Mexican straight up. Fuck you dip, fuck you shit.
Like, he said it just like that?
Yes.
Jesus. Was he, like, on something at the time?
Or? I don't know. He must have been.
Was it a holiday?
I have a story.
No.
Okay, all right. So, but so you got cursed out.
Why didn't you have the freedom?
Right.
I don't know, because I'm not.
And how did you respond?
Apologize and said, I'm sorry that we don't.
And then what did he say?
And he just kept on saying, F you and fuck you.
Like, fuck you or fuck you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, oh yeah, I got it right here in my pocket.
And guess what? It's buy one, get one.
That's why that Walmart guy's my hero, man. I'm telling you. Nobody
oh, the video?
That video, man.
Now tell us
he's
about the video.
He's in the automotive department putting oil away. And
this is a YouTube video.
Comes over and
that
she's
was
like,
insane.
Can you tell me where the bacon is? He's like, why are you asking me? I am in automotive putting oil away. I don't fucking know where the bacon is, you know? And he's like, then he looks at her and he's like, you shouldn't be eating bacon anyway.
Like, and that got him fired.
That's probably is what
that was the finishing move right there. Maybe he had said that and kept his job, but.
I was like, dude, he just said what everybody wants to say. Like, what the fuck are you buying? Go look for it. He said, did you check where it's supposed to be in the food section?
Yeah, yeah.
She's think like, about it. There wasn't any on the shelf. He said, then we're out. Like, what do you want me to do?
Do you guys have any automotive bacon?
She moved into the gardening department.
I was like, we got some fucking oil. I got plenty of oil right here for you.
You guys have oiled bacon back here?
But he was, I guess he was like part African, like literally, so he had like a strong accent too. And I think she was just a racist Karen, basically.
Well,
she
you
tried
know,
to get his ass in trouble.
Well, Walmart's got him. Walmart's, you always find these.
You know when a customer comes up, like,
I'll be like, I'm going to bring my car closer.
Yeah. You in trouble already.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Patriot, you said you had one story
real
quick.
Yeah, pretty funny story.
Yeah, go ahead.
I always have them too, but I just forget them.
Oh yeah, that's my specialty, forgetting everything.
Yeah.
I was in shopping in regular clothes.
So you weren't in your uniform.
You see this motherfucker just run full speed, bro.
That's Gump right there.
I'm trying to tell you.
Run, Forrest!
Run, Forrest! AKA Axe, AKA CVO.
He doesn't want to miss a second.
He'll get my car.
He's pretty fucking slow, if you ask me. But, you know.
Yes,
he put his Nike on
his head. I'd fucking beat him in a race.
Well, yeah?
No, you would not.
I would bet you would.
I'm going him.
Do it right now. You'd lose.
I'd beat him in a race.
No, yeah.
He's on record challenging.
Yeah, yeah, I challenge you.
This for him.
That nah.
Yeah, he
would. Do not see my skin color.
Holy shit! Nah,
I'll beat him.
Nah. You're the exception.
I don't,
Freddie, you're
you
the
call
exception.
Me slow?
No, I'm just saying it's slow compared to him.
Yeah, I was about to say in that race.
Yo,
you're probably beating everyone.
Yes,
on this table.
Everyone.
Oh, I guarantee
you ain't
it.
Beating him. Sorry,
this motherfucker.
Bro.
Every day for the first 6 months I met him, like I went running.
You need to fucking ask him how fast I really am.
Okay,
I think that's what you need to say.
That
I've known him since eighth fucking grade, and that motherfucker has never in his life beat me in a
I'm talking
he
right
could.
Now.
Immediately.
Currently.
Right now. Oh, 100%.
Not like
Freddie,
fucking eighth grade, okay? I'm talking about fucking right
okay,
now.
Listen, I guarantee
I'll
you're fast
money
as shit.
On it.
Yeah. But he's
lose.
Been running for at least 3 years that I've known straight,
yeah.
Like not giving a day
in
off.
In water.
Did you just see him?
Not giving
he
a day break.
Flashed over there.
Just for fun.
just for fun. Just for fun. And he probably hadn't run in fucking 3-4 weeks.
What was it, the sprint? Gump?
Jesus. But you
how fast
do
you
moment,
think go around
you?
The store, honestly?
Hey, listen, Fab Five he says he can beat
know.
You running.
No, he
is
wants
that
to
true?
Know.
You I don't know. We can find out right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. That sounds like a challenge, son. You've been challenged.
Oh, he's losing the weight, too. He's losing the weight.
Oh, shit.
If you don't accept it, then you'll be shamed for the rest of your life.
It's not.
Shamed.
What were we talking about?
Okay, we this were talking about, okay, man, crazy customer.
He's losing
so
your weight.
Oh, took the belt off? Weight. He's going to beat you with
he's
the butt after
he
beat you in a race.
Take the shirt
how much
and pants off.
More aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
Oh, now he's talking about the weight. Here we go. Excuses.
So this man just took all
the
shit.
Oh, here we go. So we're having our first race off.
No.
In the Fam 305/ Where's the Ricotta podcast.
Can we not do this?
Yes.
Hey, it needs to be.
I'm doing play by play. It's like I'll get ready for the Olympics.
From the end of the building to the white stop.
So we got
right
Africa
here.
And Italy here. That's South Africa.
Not far. That's what I'm
saying. Okay. Wait, where's your mom from? Is your mom from like Costa Rica or something?
Should I drop
your hands? No, Spanish.
No,
isn't your Spanish?
Go down to the other side.
Huh?
I guarantee it.
All right, so we got Honduras versus South Africa.
Oh my gosh.
So Freddie, we're gonna call you from
I
South Africa.
I think it should go to the curb. It should go to the curb down there.
All right, yeah, you're going to the curb.
Yeah,
so
curb and back.
We have the runner stretching out. We have the runner. Hopefully there's no cars over there. Hope we have no cars. Look at these guys stretching out and shit.
Is it curb and back or just
at least
the curb?
They're doing that smartly.
Yeah, right?
You get hurt
yeah.
You're like, well, I can lift that shit up. My balls.
What? My neck.
You're going to get smoked.
Yeah, all right. All right, so we have, who's calling it? Is Jason calling it? I mean,
Tim
Patriot?
Yeah, it's him first.
Nah, he's dropping hands.
Yeah. It's like fucking... Oh, false start. We have one more, you're DQ'd. You're DQ'd, you're going to be DQ'd.
We're not enough beers deep for this. This is ridiculous.
3, 2, 1. Oh, come on. The South African has been disqualified. Two faults. And the winner.
Put your toe to the white. 3, 2, 1, go!
Get the hell out. See, he knew he was going to lose.
I win early. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, my God.
Like you're going when you're supposed
early.
To.
This is ridiculous.
It's 3, 2, 1.
You've already been DQ'd there, Freddie.
Jesus Christ.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Ooh.
Damn,
Freddy.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, he
smoked it. Oh, we were wrong.
Damn. Yeah, Freddy got his ass.
Damn, pay up. Pay up.
Yeah,
Missy.
I owe
fuck.
Missy, pay up.
God damn it, dude.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, Freddy.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Freddy, I didn't know you could run. I guess it's true.
Freddy got
it's
that true. Quick it's action true. Run like this, though.
It's,
like,
it's his ancestors. It's he his called ancestry. Upon his ancestors, bro.
Running from lions and shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Running for that freedom, you know?
Shit. Usain Bolt. Usain's Bolt little brother over here. All right, Usain. I'm going to call you Usain from now on.
That was crazy.
I may not have been
tracking
like years.
Don't
fucking try me.
Oh shit.
Damn.
I didn't know you
were track. Don't fucking try me. I told you.
You actually ran track. That's cool.
I did.
You got long distance.
If I'm being quite honest with you,
holy fuck, Freddy.
I could have.
That's crazy.
Got a scholarship for college, but I was a fucking idiot.
Wow.
You can ask Alejandro.
Oh yeah, no.
What was your number one event?
In speech,
if you were 200,
you're 200.
In high school, yeah. He would have probably gotten a scholarship.
200,
but I'm retarded. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
200 meter probably.
200, yeah.
In Screech's defense,
because Freddy's more with short distance doing the sprints.
How close was it though?
Long distance.
How close was it though?
It would have been very close if he didn't do that.
Oh, yes. But you're a distance.
Yeah, would you go again?
Now we yeah, were. If yeah. you were doing like a 1500,
oh,
meters,
he kicked my ass. I would run
yeah,
distance.
Yeah, yeah,
you said
yeah.
rematch.
Oh, you don't run distance, Freddy?
No, I would do short distance.
Okay, okay.
Look at me.
Clearly,
yeah, clearly.
Right.
Well, that was 100
meter, 200. That was good
shit. Yeah, it was.
That was awesome.
Wow. So we got our first race on a podcast. That was
I probably
awesome.
Would have just
you.
Hit the check mark now, to be honest.
I'd be like, I'd have pulled up lame. I'd be like, oh, you know, use that as an excuse, you know?
Nah, we'll do long distance next time.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I know I'll do that.
You don't know you'll win.
I know my limits.
Yeah, you'll win.
I know my limits.
We'll go 19 miles.
Woo, yeah.
That's the farthest I've gone.
No, I'd have to be like, I've ran one lap 3 hours. The plaza.
Yeah, just do a lap around the plaza. That would be interesting. Then I'd give you the
maybe.
Edge.
I mean, a lap around here ain't that far.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a lot, though. That's
from
honestly
here,
a lot.
From here down there and around the whole backside?
Mm. I mean, that's a.
It took,
I
don't think it took me about 5 minutes to walk.
Maybe I couldn't even jog that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I still could probably give him his run for his money if we did that.
You would get that dad bod real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's inevitable.
But putting on the weight.
So, real quick about the eclipse, because I know we just, I haven't had a recording.
Oh, shit.
How was it? Anybody look at directly without the glasses?
I looked
didn't see
at
it all?
It.
I was in a hospital. I didn't see shit.
You didn't see
I
shit?
Had the glasses on.
And? Not much, right? I was like, eh.
My mom said no
moon.
Light in the room, so
the
I didn't
real,
see shit.
The sun's not real.
Oh, one of these guys. So what the hell was that?
Is the earth real?
Get the fuck out of here. So you're a flat earther?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the fuck.
He didn't say it was round either.
Have you been up in a spaceship and checked
no.
that motherfucker out?
All right, let's go to space.
So then you're taking
I know Elon.
Value from people who you know lie to you every single day of your life.
I know Elon. We can go to space.
Yeah, but I don't know.
We're in a simulation.
You think? Like the Matrix?
I already told you we're in the Matrix. It's just not the Matrix the way you think it is.
Hmm.
You're not plugged into a computer or some shit somewhere, but...
I don't drink like that.
Right,
I appreciate
so,
you,
so,
honestly.
Anymore.
None of us here
yeah.
do.
I've never even been up in an airplane no. enough to try
I've already
to
almost
see
gotten
the curvature. DUIs,
it's
you really can't see it. I've been on a plane. Yeah. You really can't see the
I've
curvature.
Had,
but.
The only way I said almost to, because one the first
look at
time
Brad.
I had cops pull up behind me.
Listen, the sun is
but
round, we're round,
question.
The moon is round.
That's it.
And
leave what you
call
and question what you're told.
Yes, I can.
Look at this man asking the tough questions around
here. I'm telling you. Conspiracy brother. We're going to call you conspiracy brother.
They're not conspiracies. They're just unproven facts.
Valid.
Unproven facts.
Like the Hunter Biden laptop was just a conspiracy.
Oh, dear
dude.
Lord.
Oh,
not
no,
this.
It's not. No, I'm just saying, all these things that they've been telling you are like, oh, it's a conspiracy.
Well, when,
and then
when
2 years later,
it's
like, it's,
oh, it did happen.
Did we say that?
You heard about Biden's daughter's got a diary and the diary. I mean, it was stolen from her. I don't want to get political,
well, I mean,
but it's like.
It's still.
Why do we
Biden,
care about his daughter's daughter, though?
Because that's what the other side wants to do. They want to talk
but
shit.
But why do
about
we honestly care? Why?
Don't. I don't.
Well,
that's
I don't
the thing.
To,
that's
I,
my
I,
whole point.
Normal
I
people
agree.
Don't. But they, if there's people
the
that are, like, politically motivated to believe
so
one
is,
side over the other side.
Brought it up.
I know. It's true. Now, let me ask you something. I've seen some cultures where, like, you give someone a kiss. Like, you might give them a kiss on the lips. Like, your daughter. Obviously, you, when they get a little bit older, would you kiss them? Like, maybe if it was a special event, would you give them a pop kiss on the lips?
No.
Not at all.
No.
No.
Fuck that. I think that's weird.
Not like fucking French. I'm just talking about like a pop kiss.
I know. Like Mexicans do, or Hispanics. Not,
but I'm saying, but it depends on the culture.
Do that. They do do it, but it's weird.
Russians fucking kiss each other on the mouth.
I know.
Well, French people
Russians.
Do it too.
See?
Like, when they like meet somebody.
Well,
you
can speak for that. You're French Canadian. Do they do that?
French people do, yeah. But
do they kiss each other on the lips like pop kisses?
It's rare, but they'll do it. Yeah.
They'll do it, right? It's not like, oh my god, oh my god, he kissed his daughter on the lips. He's a fucking pedo.
It just depends,
right?
It depends where you are. It doesn't matter. Like if you're over there, it really doesn't matter. It's just normal. It's just greeting somebody.
Think that's weird.
I don't think there's that's just like inside of area. Freaking, you can't kiss in public.
You
can
hug her. You can kiss her on the cheek. It doesn't really have to be on the lips.
Yeah, but like if you're showing affection, if you're so a small little girl and you're kissing your daughter, I don't think that's a
affection.
That's not inappropriate.
Like it's different from each region how you show affection or how you greet somebody. That's how you greet someone. That's not affectionate.
Right, because you're Hispanic.
No, well, that's weird. That's what
but
I'm
see,
saying.
You're Hispanic.
Think,
you know
see,
about the hugs and the kisses.
Right, exactly. But it's also, I feel like it also depends on how you grew up. Because I never did
It all
that.
Depends how you grew up, yeah.
You never, like,
my family
hugged.
Never kissed or
but, like, hugged
or any of that.
No?
No.
Hispanics
my
are that
family,
way.
My family was never affectionate.
Really?
So I just think personally that's weird.
So it all just depends how you grew up, okay. Where you're at. It could be region-bound or you're, like, house.
And it's normal in Hispanics to do that.
For me, it seems like white people don't like to hug or kiss at all.
They do.
They're very, like, you're too close. Hispanics are like, oh, hugs, yes.
No.
Yeah, personally,
in general.
Like,
you tell me. What do you guys think?
I think there's
Hispanics
more white
men
people
can
that
be a little grabby sometimes.
Oh, they
yeah,
are.
That is
yeah.
true.
In my
they catcall so much.
Like a little slap ass and a little, like.
See? It's just a cultural thing, in my opinion.
So you've been fondled with, is what I'm saying.
I don't think anybody's fondling him because he's going
to. What you do in your own house, that's up to you. But if you do that to your daughter and then she's like 15 one day and she's like, yeah, it made me very uncomfortable. I'm like,
yeah.
That's her right. That's her
yes,
prerogative.
Yes.
And then
yes.
It was wrong.
Yes.
But if she never mentions it or never says anything and you didn't mean anything by it, then it's in your own house. That's up to you and how you want to raise your kids.
Yeah.
I get
just,
into that creepy shit.
The fuck is
yeah.
it?
What's that?
It's ATM.
You shouldn't be getting.
Well, you never know. I've been here. I've seen a lot of shit after the store closes. So
hey,
we don't need to bring that back
brother.
Up.
There was a girl I work with, and she had a younger sister, and it had been mentioned that their dad would purposely come into the bathroom and try to talk to them while they were showering and stuff.
Oh no!
Just to kind of stand
to see
there
them,
and watch them. Like,
so that's no. That's no. I mean,
all right.
Everybody knew he was.
That's intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a reason.
That motherfucker.
Well, Joe Biden got in the damn shower with him, though.
Of course, allegedly.
That's what the journal said.
But how do we know? How we know it wasn't edited?
Oh Jesus Christ!
Like
see,
I said,
that's the thing.
I don't know anything. All I know is I don't know anything. But I know what they tell us.
Exactly.
I don't listen to that bullshit.
Well, I wanted to talk about polygamy, but
he's pissing.
He's pissing.
Let's watch him piss. Woo! Let's go over there. Wait, what? No. Okay.
Let's talk about Obi-Wan here. So Obi-Wan, anything on the store? Anything?
On the store?
Yeah, going on the
no,
store.
Man, I'm actually pretty reciprocal, and people are pretty nice to me for the most part.
Yeah.
Because I try to be nice to them, but occasionally you just see weird shit.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how to quantify it really.
Any weird shit going on? Anything like, where's the ricotta question? Like me, like I always just get annoyed. Not annoyed, but it's like, fuck again, really.
At least it didn't. Move
what about
it.
We talking about?
They're gonna move it again.
They
already moved it.
The thing that's annoying for me is that
what changed? You gotta tell me.
I
know the lobby got split up shittily.
Sodas with water now.
Yeah, sodas with water.
Chips is with the beer.
Yep, chips is with beer. Wine is with international, which I don't really get that.
Breakfast is with cold breakfast. That makes more sense.
Yes, finally, they fixed
Everybody
that.
Everybody hated that. So.
The wine reset must have really
the
sucked.
The only
yeah.
thing...
Yeah, the Hebrew no came one. In. This guy came
the
in with bitching about we didn't have any wine.
Earlier tonight, eating dinner.
Oh, and watching TV.
He pissed me off. He comes here every fucking Saturday. Dude. I'm sorry. He takes me the fuck off. And
so
I
he's
remember,
a he's a chronic?
And I remember specifically
yeah, he
was
eating
I
was
pumping
and
gas
watching TV,
last
right?
Saturday and I saw him and I gave him the most dirty
you see
fucking look.
Sometimes
I hated
like,
that fucking guy.
Where do you live? Like,
man,
what,
Lupe.
What are you
every
doing?
Every fucking Saturday.
Fuck that
guy! Lupe, you gotta remember, we're next to a vegetational.
It's just every fucking
don't worry. We're not. Ben's not here. He's not gonna climb up on this tree.
Where is he? How long has he been gone?
He's
wow,
been, wow
right?
Ben's been gone a while.
It's bothering, really, is what it is.
But he does that every Saturday.
Yeah, but is he bothering anyone?
Yeah, he does.
What do you do exactly?
He was eating food and watching his phone.
That's the first time.
Loud as fuck tonight in the store. On the island, walking with a shopping cart. He was by dairy, and he was like sitting there.
I
was
like,
so I get that constantly at my store. Yeah, there's like, people, they have speakers on their back. They have straps with speakers, and they play music.
Why?
I don't know. I can't explain.
Speakers on their back?
Yes, or in their cart, or like in their backpack, on their chest. They have speakers, and they play music while they go around the store, and they will eat, they will drink, and then 20% of the time, they'll steal it. 80% of the time, they'll check out.
So some of them are just doing that, and then throw it somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's nonstop.
That
could
be one
of
the best parts of my show.
Yeah.
Is how did this end up here?
Oh, and then go back and then have like a dramatization of how did this happen? Yeah, what's the craziest shit you ever found in the store? Like walking, like, oh my god, look at this person, they left us here.
I found a bloody napkin on a shelf behind a box.
Like a bloody
a napkin with blood on it.
Speaking of bloody, OJ died recently.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, they hit their blood.
Oh.
Yeah,
something about that.
And I thought, well,
a bloody napkin.
I'm not burst into that. I don't know.
You don't know.
I haven't looked into it enough.
All right, Brad. Did he do it or did he not do it?
All right, so OJ. Did he do it?
That shit.
I have not.
Screech, did he do it?
I didn't get away with it.
You don't know who OJ is?
I heard it.
Canadian, did he do it?
I know nothing about him.
OJ died, by
enough.
The way.
I wish I could tell.
Okay.
I'd give 60% chance he did.
Okay, he was recently divorced. He was a football player. He had blood in his in the car.
See, I didn't know that.
Bloody
See,
gloves.
I haven't looked into it enough.
The best part was the glove didn't fit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's wearing gloves underneath
yes,
to try to make it
gloves.
Not fit. And it's like,
and also,
wear your bare hand
so
on that
So he had
shit.
The gloves yes. underneath the gloves, but his lawyer also told him to stop taking a certain medication so his
mm-hmm.
hands would puff up.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
How convenient
Apparently.
His lawyer actually documented
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's what
man.
Said. I don't know. Like
Miss
said,
C,
I said,
did
I don't
he
know,
do
like
it?
The meme that went
OJ
around.
Did it?
I heard the punk didn't sell that much.
Why? Because we already know the ending. Oh!
I don't know.
But what do you think? Did he do it? From
I
what
feel
you
like he did, about. But like he must have paid so much fucking money for like
he
the
did.
Well, he was found
he
guilty.
Shit.
The civil suit, he was guilty.
So much money. That's why he went and tried to rob those motherfuckers to get some of his collectibles.
Yeah, yeah, he went to and he went to jail.
Shit.
Yeah, he lost.
Fat Five.
I think
did he do it?
I think he did it.
You think so?
I just like fucking around with people, but I think he did it.
Canadian?
Hey,
but why?
It don't take much for a man to kill a woman that he feels
oh.
like is cheating.
Patriot, did he do it?
Yeah.
Yes?
I think he fucking did.
What do you think?
Damn.
Freeze.
I think the meme going around is funny that says, like,
what?
When they do his funeral procession, if they don't put him in the back of a Bronco, they have the cops go behind him, you know, in a funeral procession, they'd yeah. be missing out on the
But do you think
operation.
He did it?
You think he did yeah. it?
Oh, yeah, fucks yeah.
yeah. fuck yeah, he did it twice.
Like I said, it
killed
doesn't
two
take
people.
Much for a man. If you look at all the facts of the case...
He did it.
And how
they
he
fucked
spoke
up.
About her and
yeah.
to her...
They fucked
he
up.
He considered her property.
Yep.
He considered her
yep.
his.
But why? I'm just
and
asking,
then when
why
she started
he?
Hating
because
and
he,
hanging out with Ronald
he,
Goldman
Because he
shit,
saw her with that
he
girl and he went to a
fuck,
a guy.
He saw his wife with a girl?
Well, he saw his wife, ex-wife. No, they were divorced. Ex-wife with this guy and he got enraged. He was following her.
But they weren't together.
She made the mistake of bringing that motherfucker over.
Right,
to that
right,
place.
Right.
That's where.
Well,
like,
some had to do with glasses. I think she left
but
her glasses
still,
there, and he was following
Even if
her.
You're broken
did he do
up
anything
whatever,
to the guy?
You can't bring
yeah,
someone
I saw the videos,
of
the pictures. Yes.
The guy died.
Yeah, he stabbed him to death.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh,
he ripped her fucking neck off. I saw the video. I saw the pictures last night because I wanted to find it. Her neck, you could see her trachea. Like, she's like this,
wow.
and you
I
see her shit open. Yeah, yeah.
Wait. So
I'll show you the pictures afterwards. Her fucking neck was ripped open.
So him? The guy died as well?
Yeah, both of them died. He killed
oh,
them both.
Shit.
He killed
oh,
her?
Oh, yeah.
He killed him first and then killed her. Well, no, he ambushed.
Ooh, he killed first.
He ambushed Goldman and then got her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then old Kato.
In the
like,
same place?
I didn't hear
yes.
shit.
It was within like a walkway.
Shit, I didn't hear shit.
So anyway, so here's the rumor. This is what I heard. So, you know, he was dying of cancer. They had the whole family that was around him sign an NDA before
OJ?
He died. No, OJ had everyone sign an NDA when they went to see him at the end.
Damn!
Why the fuck would you sign an NDA?
Well, is that true? Do you know that?
Well, allegedly. Yeah. But yeah. think about this. If it is true, why would you have someone sign an NDA?
Well, how do you hold that up anyway when you're dead?
Yeah, who cares anyway?
Maybe the estate. I don't know. But why? But if you had an NDA, why would you want to have
What's
someone?
But why would he even care?
A non-disclosure.
So nobody can disclose this
what happened.
Information.
It's
but why would he care at that point?
Lip sealed. You
I think.
Shit,
or what
happens? You.
Here's what
they
I'm thinking.
Money,
he's on his deathbed. He's on his deathbed. I think he admitted he fucking killed him.
He wrote a book called.
But also,
it's
but also,
but
they
he officially did it.
But
though.
They would have to sign it. Why would you go to your dying uncle and sign that? I probably wouldn't. He admitted it to me. I'm not going to sign it. Why would I? There's no obligation to sign that.
I'm just saying.
I mean, how's he going to uphold the NDA after he's dead?
There's no upholding. Well, the state. Plus, why would you the honestly state. Go what sign your uncle's
Listen,
NDA
so if you go out and say, let's say a cousin says, yeah, I was there when he died and he admitted it, then That's the estate could sue
some
for,
stupid lawyer.
I know. I'm just saying. Oh, I'm look, you know, everyone's
and
about it.
Where does that money go?
Well, to the estate,
to
the
lawyers,
family, to lawyers.
The lawyers.
I'm just saying, why would you sign an NDA unless you're admitting something?
Nope.
I know. I just.
If you had a gun to your head, you'd sign an NDA real quick.
Of course, but
that's why all these motherfuckers sign them shits.
Yeah. What
all
about
NFL
the whole
quarterbacks
P. Diddy
and
thing.
All your players?
Oh, P. Diddy. Oh, here we go. Oh, Freeze. P. Diddy. What's up with P. Diddy?
There's too much conspiracy shit going on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's got dirt on people.
I don't understand that angle because they clearly work for the federal government and then they get burned by the federal government. Or it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, but I think at some point they don't. You're not useful.
Shame on you. That's just what I've seen. Now fool me twice, P. Diddy. Like, meh. All these motherfuckers are running sex trafficking rings and abducting minors, and they're all doing that shit.
It's fucking nuts.
Who's all?
Hollywood. Music industry.
Yeah, they're all. Yeah.
But like, who 100%. In Hollywood? Like,
everybody.
Well, what people don't want to realize is like,
Jay-Z.
One of Diddy's best friends is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, but Jay-Z and Beyonce are good people. Like, get the
bullshit.
Fuck
he took a video with a known fucking Satanist, Abramovich. Her name is Abramovich.
What's wrong with Satanism?
Blood and all that shit.
Huh?
What's wrong with Satanism?
What's wrong with Satanism?
She could just
it's a preference.
There's really nothing wrong with it.
Really?
Here's what I'll tell you from a trying to be objective from a theological standpoint is the problem with Satanism is there's no loyalty anywhere. So what
Same
it
with
is
atheism
is,
though.
But
or agnosticism.
Agnostic,
I just mean like in the culture of Luciferianism and Satanism.
Yeah,
we'll
call it
like
Luciferian.
Dog eat dog, get yours, step over whoever you got to get it. And that's perfectly fine.
That's
and that's what
atheism,
I mean with
though,
the Diddy thing.
No
is like, it was okay for 20 years for him to do that. And now why all of a sudden is it not okay? Why now are they telling
us? I think
us
the sentiment
that's
is.
That's the bad guy.
But
I think
the
it's
sentiment.
Because of Scarface. Like you said, y'all need someone to point
bad
your
guy.
Finger at and
the
say,
bad guy.
That's
there's
everyone
the
wants
bad
to
guy.
Look
so
look
you
at me.
Can feel like you're a good person.
Who says you were good?
That's what I'm saying. It ain't just Diddy. I'm not going to say, oh, it's Diddy. It's it, man.
There's a lot of people.
Hey, it's probably people in your family that you don't know about.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say who, but I've heard things from family members that don't make me proud of my family.
But we all got family members that are...
some shitty family members.
Yeah, we all got... Yeah, we could all, you know. But, yeah, you know what? I look at Hollywood now differently. They're all fucking... They're doing something.
Well,
it's all...
They're grafted into it, though.
Yeah,
that's
all,
the only excuse I give them. Is
they're
like,
all...
You're born into it from your family, from your parents, and they push it on you, and that's all you know. And like Chappelle said, you know, if y'all want us to tell the truth, you're going to have to cut us a lot of slack because we're not going to just come out and snitch on ourselves for no reason.
Nope.
Like, we're all involved in it. You know, you got to watch, I think it was Equanimity or Sticks and Stones with Chappelle where he said it. Like, he basically told
he brought it out.
That he was under someone's thumb, that he answered to people, and that if he didn't do what he was told.
He said some shit about Michael Jackson. Did you see the one about Michael Jackson? He was like, shit, y'all people let him go. The parents let him go with Michael Jackson. I mean, y'all want to talk all you want about Michael Jackson, but the parents let him, knowing this, the way this guy was like, well, whose fault is that?
So many people are saying so much stuff about nothing, basically. Yeah. It's just like not enough is coming out. Just so many people are saying so much, but nothing comes from it.
Because it's allegedly. Everything's allegedly.
Exactly.
You know, it's just,
if ever there was a perfect example of just look at him, that was Jackson. Like, you knew he was fucked in the head. Just look at him. All you had to do is just look at him. Look
but
at what
I just
started
think he
as
had. I
and
just
what
think
he ended up as.
I just think
and
he
it's
was
like,
very
yo, something terribly wrong went and happened because you don't do that to yourself.
I just think he was very he really loved kids, but I don't think like to that level. Like, what you saying?
What's all the Macaulay Culkin shit about?
I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin said that
he
used to play a game called Hide the Hot Dog.
Hide the Hot Dog?
Hide the Hot Dog, bro.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Macaulay Culkin?
That's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Yeah,
that's
his
ignorant.
Hands get traumatized.
He's
fucked up.
He's
he just turned to heroin because he wanted to.
Oh, my God.
South Park. South Park. I love that episode.
Oh, my God. It's so good. That's an old one, too, now, at this point.
Yes. I don't know, man. I mean, I love this music, but, you know, you hear about all that shit, but I don't know, man.
Ooh, Michael, man? Yeah. Shit. He was a pop legend. Thriller's still one of my favorite songs.
Yep. Thriller. Billie Jean. Billie Jean.
That's the end of that shit.
Not My Lover.
I didn't really care for Billie Jean.
Really?
That song is crazy. He's talking about having a kid, some girl getting pregnant. I mean, just that whole song is just like, damn. Not My Lover.
He has a song called fucking Pretty Young Thing.
P-Y-T.
That was kind of the thing back then. There were so many like rock stars doing some weird creepy shit in their songs. That was like the thing.
Rick James shit. Rick James.
Some weird stuff. I mean, like, even Elvis did some weird shit, like singing about girls that are like 15 years old.
Yeah, be seen.
That's normal back.
Exactly.
Back
that's what I'm saying. That's
100 years ago
in Europe and France.
Really?
It less so now.
No, they let kids less drink so wine at like 12. Why do you think they try to get
legal age
is
18 though?
I'm just saying, why do you try to get minors drunk unless you're trying to take advantage of them?
True.
Listen,
which well, their legal age is 18. Oh, they're not. That's
listen,
not minor,
you know,
for them.
Listen, 150 years ago.
For almost everything.
It depends where. Yeah. Like, where in Europe? Like, the
you've been in other countries.
The age of consent to, like, 12.
Jesus Christ. See? Yeah, but 100 years ago.
This is gross.
I know. I'm just saying, but 150
years
ago, they were getting...
Did she have her period?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was happening. And it's not acceptable now.
They got married before the period. It was just waiting to have sex until the period.
1,000 years ago, you know, 500 years ago, that shit was...
Yeah, I'm putting my shit in the car.
Are you going to run?
It was MGK recently said, like, something like, I wish all these 15-year-old girls would stop dressing so sexy, so I'm not...
That dude's weird as fuck.
Hey, yo!
Yeah.
Hey.
He ain't lying. That's all I'm gonna say.
We do have a problem.
Bro, I'm not acting on it, but he ain't lying.
Men instinctively look first, ask questions second. So we see some that's half clad, half
You're gonna
dressed.
Take a half look like, oh shit, oh man, I don't realize
go,
it. But
oh,
you got a half second, you're like, yeah, and then no. Right.
That's where we seem very uncomfortable now.
Well, see, you guys have a girl, so that's why I'm like, man, I feel for you. Because I have a son. I ain't got to worry about that. But as a girl, I would be like, you ain't wearing that. You're going to be like wearing
but
that sweater. You ain't wearing that.
I feel bad because then they'll go behind your back, obviously. You know?
See, so what do you do?
That's when you check them. That's how my sister used to
check
be. My mom would pull up that top layer and see, are you wearing something skimpier underneath? You think you're just going to get out in the car and take that top shirt off? Oh, yeah. And my sister would try
Debo.
To hide clothes in her car and she
really?
Change into them.
It's about how you
yeah.
raise them, though. Like,
but there's
no,
a will, there's a way.
I don't think so.
It's about how you raise them. Of course it is.
No.
But if you hold them too tight, they're gonna
exactly.
find a way.
They're going to retaliate.
How you raise them. Like, yeah, that's how. Really?
Listen, I've been in kitchens... For 20 years in restaurants and about 15 in kitchens, I don't eat out.
Damn.
Why?
Because of everything we're discussing. Like, yeah, because I can't guarantee you that other people aren't doing that shit. And I'm telling you right now, motherfuckers don't wash their hands. We used to have cooks all the time go in the bathroom with their aprons on and shit, try to come back on the line. Like, what are you doing?
Well, it's kind of the same stuff here. You see, like, frozen or dairy pallets sitting out for an hour, 2 hours or something like that. You're like, oh, I'm not going to want to shop here anymore.
That's why I don't eat out of the hot foods case, man.
Yeah, it's risky.
I ate out of there, I got diarrhea like a mother.
The hot food?
Yeah. The mac and cheese and all that shit, they don't stir it. They don't keep it at the right temperatures.
They're supposed to.
Supposed to.
How dare these Walmart people? How dare they?
It just happens. It's lack stop everywhere, you know?
I guarantee, like,
oh, hell,
at
Shindig's,
a place
I was playing beer pong in the parking lot with the cook.
What the fuck?
Shindig's.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not the last time, but the time before that. I have seen the cook every once in a while, and he's playing beer pong out in the parking lot with me.
Oh, I gotta go back in. I gotta go take care of
something. Well, it was after they closed down there, but you can already tell he's drunk. He's always drinking when he's cooking. Always.
That's dangerous.
Sebastian's
dude,
gonna be
boy.
Super late.
Super late? Like, how about the other one?
He was on his way here when he was on the phone with me, and then his friend called him and said he left his one wheel at his driveway. So he's like, fuck. So he's going to go get it.
Fuck. How all right, let's get started.
Is it like an hour or?
You already started. It's been
Yeah, but I can edit this
out.
Yeah,
in the DL.
Yeah, I wanted to get some stuff. Because you were talking about a lot of stuff. I had to start recording. All right, so have we come up with a name for you?
Nope.
Stanley.
Stanley?
What is Stanley?
God, where'd it come from?
Fucking Stanley. You said he looked like holes, so fucking
absolutely nothing.
Stanley. His name wasn't Stanley from
Stanley Yonats. What are you talking about, motherfucker? Did you watch your
Stevens or whatever?
I mean, Forrest Gump.
Fucking Stanley Yonats, bro.
Huh?
Gaga.
Gaga?
Gaga.
It's got to be something related to him. All I know is he goes running still, and he used to go axe throwing.
Call him fucking Sprinter.
I like axe.
I
like that better.
What?
Sprinter. Sprinter. Could I go running?
What are you, one of the lost members of the fucking Paw Patrol? Like, Sprinter! Come help us, Sprinter! I'm here! What's going on?
Like, one day I just called him Sprinter. Didn't stop.
Or you can call his ass fucking Forrest.
Gump's not bad. I think that's good.
Bubba Gump? 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 No.
Why not?
Gump?
My name's Forrest.
Or Forrest.
How about Forrest? How about Forrest?
Forrest. Okay, alright.
Forrest. Cool. All right,
that sounds a little better.
I think I might stick with that Steve Young. Just because that's still on the DL, like, no one will get that.
Nobody would get that.
If you call him Gump, people are going to think you mean he's retarded.
Yeah. And you're not. You just that's, run.
That's
yeah.
That's not good.
I like Gaga. Steve Young. Steve, fake Steve Young? The fake Steve Young?
You got to pick it, man. You got to pick it. That's all you.
All right, I'm going to give you the choice, and then we'll get started. You just got to let us know who you
want. Your own nickname. People choose it for you.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
That's yeah, true. That is
long.
True.
You don't get to choose.
Because of your hair. You a hair, Steve Young.
I don't know. I've had a lot of people call me Screech.
Stop. Okay. Yes. Yes. Done. Screech. Done. Sold. Fuck yeah. Yes.
Fucking
yes.
Screech.
Yes. It is. It, us older people know who that. Yes.
Not a clue.
No. He's saying.
Excuse
you know.
Me. I know who fucking Screech is.
Really?
What the fuck? I've
you know
watched that
Screech
show.
Screech.
You don't remember Brain and Pain, right?
Explain. Okay.
I fucking watched that.
His dad.
This
dad
is like the extra.
His
Screech
dad
is from
dad
a show called Saved by the Bell.
I fucking watched
it. I know the show. I've seen a couple of
okay, he's the fucking the kid with the shirt. He wore the shirt and he was always.
I can't remember that shit.
He was
I know the show you're talking about.
He was always like fucking like Screech. Funky and acting like not stupid, but just yeah. He always wore the weird
Porky
shirts.
And neurotic.
Yeah, neurotic.
Eccentric.
Yeah, very. That's you, dude. Screech. But the good stuff. Because he ended up dying.
Screech dated Kelly. Screech dated Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
Zach
remember that.
Zach got jealous as shit when Screech started dating. He was tutoring her, and she gave him a little kiss on the cheek, and Zach got so jealous. He fucked that shit up right away.
Such drama on that show. Oh, God, that was such a long time ago. Saturday morning TV.
He was such
TV.
A piece of shit. I
was Zach?
A
yeah, he's a douchebag.
That was
him and Mario.
It was mansplaining, like, how he's such a piece of shit from, like, a woman's perspective. And I was like, damn, I never really thought about that. Like, he straight up told some woman, like, you're fat. Like, you need to lose weight. Like, he ended up taking her to the prom or some shit. Like, he would tell her, like, yo, you're fat. Like, I was like, God damn, that's mean
it's
as shit.
It's because they tried to do, like,
they
typical
do,
cliche teenage yeah, character growth in one
stuff.
Episode.
Right. Yeah. You know the early 90s fucking
yeah.
shows.
Then
I mean,
he
they come
up with a homeless girl and shit.
He did?
Around Christmas time.
Holy fuck. You have a lot of background knowledge of Saved by the Bell. I don't remember any of this.
I watched Saved by the Bell.
I did too,
day.
But not
that's
like.
Saved
the
Bell.
That's
cool, man.
Yeah.
How long?
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely watched a show like that.
I
watched
Oh, yeah. Fucking Elizabeth Berkley was.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a plane ticket that's going to kill my bank
fuck
account,
yeah.
though.
All right, Screech, that's your name. You ready?
You call
sure,
him
why
Screech.
Not?
I'm going to call him Powers.
Okay.
Powers?
There
I can't be too many names. I think
it definitely is too many names. No,
well, no, Screech's last name was
Screech's last name was Powers. So.
Oh.
All right. Okay. All right, ready? You ready? Silence!
For what?
All right, we're back. It's been a long time, guys. Well, it's been a great episode. I want to thank you guys for coming out. We talked about a lot of different things. We got to meet a new person here, Screech, who really, you didn't say much today. So I'm going
to
give you the last couple of last minute.
Say.
Not much to say?
There's a lot of things that you guys talked about that I didn't have anything really to say about because
really?
I didn't know anything about it.
You didn't know? Well, as you get older, you will eventually
up,
educate man? Yourself on this.
So,
Jay!
I figured not to say anything about something that I don't know about.
But you can have an opinion.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't have an opinion.
Okay.
I was just listening to you guys.
All right. Well, you know,
happy
I always tell my son, less is more. So, and then real quick, I know we didn't really get to talk to Patriot that much about the polygamy life. How's that going real quick? Like a quick 2-minute synopsis.
I have two situations that
good, bad.
I have to consider.
Consider, okay.
I had two that also didn't go well. So you'll have those stories.
We're going to, that's a separate episode, guys. We'll, Sex in the City, Sex in the Palm City.
Where's my next Ricotta? Episode.
Where's the ricotta? Where's the polygamy? I'm sorry, but I everybody asked me that shit. I'm like, I'm changing the name of this shit. It's changing.
Constant here, yeah.
Constant here. Do you get that at your store?
No.
Not at all.
No.
What's your most asked question at your store? Yeah, where's the condoms? Where's the jungle juice?
Lately, for me, it's been where's the beer? I'm like, the beer's in the same spot. Right? It's always fucking been in. Like, every time. I'm like, the beer didn't get fucking moved.
Yeah, but that's because they moved it.
The beer is in the same fucking spot.
Six.
I enjoyed that. I think it was Valentine's week that we did have condoms and lube marked down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was like RPM or whatever.
People get
red
busy.
Tag sales, dollars Some, off.
Somebody like, wow. mentioned that the other day.
Good idea.
Why don't they have condoms on sale? Like, buy one, get one.
They did.
Oh, my God.
They did?
Well, not buy one, get one. It was like $1.50 off.
It was marked down, yeah.
Okay, but no, never buy one, get one. I mean, load up. I mean, you know.
Yeah, load up. Yeah.
In case you want to get your girl pregnant. So.
True.
And now they're not doing abortions anymore, so you're fucked.
Oh, it's hard, let me tell you.
Yeah, you got to fucking... What?
No,
get that coat. Get that coat hanger ready.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean,
you have to go three times, and then the third time they finally.
Really?
Well, yeah, they have to show you videos, and then if you want to do it, then I feel like they try to persuade you.
Well, they try to make it as hard as possible.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to open up that Pandora's box. Oh, there's no more. Oh, Freddy, so bad. Too bad, but I'm sorry, man. I tried. I brought 12.
Yeah, you're fine.
I didn't have any.
You didn't have any? I thought you said you were going to have one.
I was going to. I forgot.
Sorry, boss.
I forget things.
It's all right. You had something else, so.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're good. You're okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you for coming out, man. We got to do this again, hopefully in the summer. I mean, I don't work a lot of nights, so. Canadian, good to see you, brother.
Good to see you too, man.
Good luck with everything. I definitely got to come by and see the baby. We got to do that Saturday night thing. I know we kept talking about it.
We have to do it soon, too, yeah.
I know. Before... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Missy, thank you. It's good to always have a female point of view.
Thanks.
I miss talking to a female person on the podcast.
I thought there was supposed to be another female.
There was, right. What happened there, real quick?
I think she annoyed me. I let her know, so I think she's annoyed at me for being annoyed.
Oh, fuck.
How does that make sense?
That's how most people I like treat me.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
Yes.
There you go. Finally.
I don't stick around them very long.
Well, see, but the thing is, though, a lot of women these days, they want double standards. I'm not saying all, but there's some.
I just always get crushes on people who are mean to me.
You just crush them.
I'm
lot.
Just saying.
I do.
He does.
There's some women out there that have double standards. Not all.
Not
all.
Some.
Some.
Same some with men too.
Yeah. It's all relative. It's all relative.
It goes both ways.
I don't like people often. I just crush on people often. Like once
so it's kind of like a falling star, a shooting star. It's like it flames and then it flames out.
Yeah,
there's no slow.
I get to know them and I'm like, oh, there's all that other stuff. Shit. Yeah, people are real good at hiding the bad stuff for like 2 months.
Expecting
2 to 3 months.
He is.
The bigger ones in there?
No, I was going to throw these in there.
It's going to dig a little deeper.
You just bleed. Just resuscitate it.
There we go. Throw all those in there.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Obviously, Fam305 Media. That's kind of like my new conglomerate. We're kind of changing things up. And, of course...
Yeah, multiple, then, maybe.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, we're going to have different... Yeah, so this is our Where's the Ricotta? And then
we didn't
we're gonna
even
have
answer
think
that
of,
question. Where's the Ricotta? It's so
Oh,
annoying.
The Ricotta is in the CV department to the right.
Isn't that the most stupidest spot?
It is, but...
It's a terrible
it really
spot.
Is. It's a terrible spot.
They never put it somewhere on
No more.
Right.
Wow. It should be a dairy product.
It was.
It
that's
used
why
to be
it's
by
the
cottage
it
cheese.
I never knew that.
That's why they always ask you around cottage cheese.
That's how it is in my store.
It's in the cottage cheese.
It was Bogo.
It used to be in cheese, and that was at least
cheese,
sensible. When
lunch
it was, oh,
meat
it's over
and
by
dairy.
Actual cheese.
That's
okay.
A whole corner. It's
when?
A whole corner.
Now we're like, it's by
With
seafood.
The doors, right? You guys have the doors?
Oh,
I hate those fucking. I'm glad they didn't do that.
We got a lot more problems there than that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's a little story for
dairy, though, before the, well, before that, before even my time.
really?
Back in my day, yeah, ricotta used to be stocked with dairy. Like, I stocked it. I remember when I was coming up.
I don't know why
they changed it. Over 8 years ago?
That's one of the silliest things I've done.
Because it's cheese. I know cottage cheese is cheese, but they used it for baking.
When they made that sauce, they should have kept all cheeses next to dairy still.
Because I was arguing with my friend.
Well, I heard a rumor that meat department was going to, we were going to get all the cheese. They were going to combine dairy with meat.
She said, well, I'm sure eventually they were going to do something. She got like offended, like, well, of course I'm cooler.
That's what I heard.
And I was like, what the hell does that mean?
You'll be a store manager when that happens.
I said, no, you don't. It's going to be wild at this point.
They're opening two stores, so.
Oh, it's going to be a while. My store.
You'll be all right. All right, so let's.
More financially, like, stable than you? Like, I'm more.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Fam 305. Where's the recorder? Ricotta, I don't know how to say it, podcast. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Next time, so.
We'll figure it out. We'll get the pronunciation next time. See ya.
Go fix your bed.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Fam 305.